an esteemed producer for only $25. This is a no-brainer. Free shipping is a big savings because a case of wine is like 50 pounds. But go to chwine.com. Make sure you use my code Dan at checkout. That's what you're going to do. Go to chwine.com. You shop for your wine. This one is the 607, the 2014 Walla Walla Cabernet 607. You shop for your wine. You enter the code Dan at checkout. Don't wait. It's a limited time offer and won't last. And all of his wines are in limited quantities. So you got to get them when you can get them. The deal is fantastic. Go online and order this today. It's chwine.com. Enter the code Dan.
Are you single but would rather not be? Are you interested in dating but just haven't met the right person yet? Don't worry. Hang in there. Why, the love of your life could be right around the corner. In fact, you could run into her at the grocery store. She could be buying lettuce, and you could be looking at one of those strange root vegetables and casually remark, I have no idea what this is. And she could say it's celeriac, and you could both look into each other's eyes and fall instantly in love. And then you could both mount a magical winged horse and fly off on a tropical honeymoon. And the horse could talk. Or you could call It's Just Lunch. The dating experts at It's Just Lunch will introduce you to great people and will arrange all the details for some great dates. All you have to do is show up and have fun. Look, they know what they're doing because they get to know you. So stop dreaming and start dating. It's Just Lunch. A smarter way to date.
Call 312-881-5225 or visit itsjustlunchchicago.com.
Discover the right graduate program for your future, how to finance your education, and how to successfully navigate the application process. All at the Governor State University Graduate Open House, Saturday, February 25th, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Visit gov.stu/grad open house.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flow.
The better you drive, the more you save. Bears and bats, they live in a cave, but that's irrelevant here. So back to the subject we steer. Snapshot saves you money when you drive safe. I wear corduroy pants. I don't mind that they chafe.
The better you drive, the more you can save with Snapshot from Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in all states or from all agents.
It's the final days of JCPenney's President's Day sale. Don't miss your chance to save up to 30% on select major appliances. Plus, get 30-month special financing on purchases of $7.99 or more with your JCPenney credit card. Plus, get free delivery and basic installation on appliance purchases over $2.99. It's your last chance to save at JCPenney's President's Day sale. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney. GE, GE Profile, and GE Cafe limited to 10% off savings. Subject to credit approval. Must request at time of purchase. See store associate for details. Available in select stores. Financing terms valid 2/12 to 2/20.
Start your spring projects today with huge savings right now at Lowe's, where you'll find deals on everything you need to get your home ready for the season. So hurry into your neighborhood store today for great brands at great prices, like up to 40% off during our kitchen and bath event. Plus, get up to 30% off select appliance special values. Get started with spring's biggest savings. Start with Lowe's. Event offer valid 2/9 through 3/23. Appliance offer valid 2/15 through 2/28. Applies to select items. See store for details. U.S. only.
Every evening, you'll see the experience.
We have a rare look at what U.S. forces are facing.
That noise you can hear is debris raining down on top of us.
Every evening, you'll see the integrity.
What does that level of sophistication tell you about who might be responsible?
Every evening, you'll find understanding.
When you went into the cafe, what did you see? He shot three of them, just like that.
Original reporting, the CBS Evening News with Scott Pelley, only on CBS.
CBS Friday. Take a trip to paradise with the Hawaii 5-0 team.
It's time, boss.
The weather is hot, but the action is hotter.
Target's on the move.
He's headed right to you.
Catch the wave for the ride of your life.
This wasn't a robbery. It was an execution.
I'm going to find this guy.
Hawaii 5-0 is oh so good.
Don't trivialize my suffering.
What are you going to do? You going to shoot me?
I considered it.
You're unbelievable.
CBS Friday.
Book him down.
It sounds excellent.
Or stream it live or on demand.
Libra, if you've been worried about your health, stop being worried and see a professional. Scorpio, if you've been unsure about your next move, consider a retreat to allow a refocus. Sagittarius, try not to take criticisms too personally this week. Capricorn, your personal finances see an uptick and bring an end to any misunderstandings. Aquarius, your doubts and reservations about a new acquaintance may prove to be unfounded. And Pisces, while planning ahead is your best course of action, staying flexible is of paramount importance. And the rest of your horoscopes are coming up soon, right here. 1985.
We've been the voice of the fan for over 25 years. We couldn't have done it without you, the Score listener. Thank you for 25 great years. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR in HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, I'm Matt Abaticola. Join Coach Collins and the Wildcats at Welsh Ryan Arena tonight when they host Maryland at 6. Limited tickets remain. Buy now at NUSports.com.
It was a clubhouse in disarray after that point. Although we did great. Yeah, we did great. It was just, you know, it's always a little, you know, players versus the front office. But I think just because of the way it was handled, that, you know, a lot of the guys that were outspoken are no longer there.
That's former White Sox Jimmy Rollins talking about the Adam LaRoche situation. It took place in the clubhouse for the White Sox in spring training last year. Rollins is currently with the Giants, hoping to win a job as a backup infielder. Other baseball notes here in town. Theo Epstein joins Spiegel and Parkins tomorrow morning at 10 right here on The Score. Kyle Schwarber was cleared by doctors today to catch. He will see some work behind the plate this spring. And St. Louis pitcher Alex Reyes will have Tommy John surgery too, and he will miss the entire 2017 season. NBA, the Bulls are off today. They host Boston tomorrow before the All-Star break begins. Dwayne Wade, Nico Mirotic may play. Paul Zipser is likely out. Forbes today valued the Bulls at $2.5 billion, making them the league's fourth most valuable franchise. Elsewhere in the NBA this evening, Indiana plays at Cleveland. Early game, Atlanta takes on Clippers in a late one. In hockey, the Blackhawks are off until Saturday when they host Edmonton. AHL, the Wolves play in Texas on Friday. And NFL, the Bears, they have signed offensive lineman Eric Kush to a two-year deal. This scoreboard update brought to you by New Mail Medical Center. Discover the new you, newmailmedical.com. Breaking news on The Score is brought to you by Scott Levy's Rosen Hyundai. Visit rosenhyundai.com. I'm Matt Abaticola, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. This is Chicago's number one sports radio station, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
This hour is brought to you by Vasectomy Clinics of Chicago.
The Bernstein and Golf Show.
The White Sox now legitimately have four of five, if not all five, of their future rotation already set. Lucas Giolito has the stuff to develop into an ace. What was the Seinfeld reference that I missed, Tanny?
Giolito's grandfather was on Seinfeld. He played Susan's father.
Oh. Guys are always asking about my grandfather being on Seinfeld and everything, which is awesome, but at the same time, I got to catch up because I have not seen enough Seinfeld to be able to get all the references and everything like that.
What is this thing anyway?
It's Cornish Gate Panda.
Let me understand. You got the hen, chicken, and the rooster. Rooster goes with the chicken. So who's having sex with the hen? You only hear of a hen, a rooster, and a chicken. Something's missing.
Something's missing, all right.
Chickens. The rooster has sex with all of them. That's advice.
Is there any chance if there was an at-bat you might use the Seinfeld theme music to walk up to?
Maybe. I'd really have to catch up on the show. I know it's like one of the best sitcoms ever, but I haven't seen enough of it.
John Cheever, Dad! You and John Cheever?
Yes! Yes, he was the most wonderful person I've ever known. And I loved him deeply. In a way you could never understand.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
Let's talk some more baseball. Let's go back to the Home Run In Pizza hotline. Be the MVP of your family and bring home a Home Run In Pizza tonight. Bruce Levine's on Twitter at MLB. Bruce Levine, here he is on Sports Radio 670, The Score in Mesa, Arizona today with the Cubs as he traverses the Arizona desert back and forth. Hello, Bruce.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. And has the White Sox plan of holding Jose Quintana kind of fallen right into their lap today with the injury announcement of Alex Reyes of the Cardinals and the fact that he's going to miss at least a year with Tommy John? Is this exactly what they were looking for when they didn't hear that they were getting enough from those other teams all winter?
Well, I would imagine that the phones start lighting up again and it's time to up the ante. And Rickon very easily could say, all right, well, we got a new player in this game, and I just wish this were 10 years ago when we were talking about a St. Louis Cardinals organization that was rife with prospects.
Good point. You know, everybody talks about every team's top 10, and it certainly varies significantly from team to team. And that's why when you talk about the Astros or you talk about the Pirates, there's a drop down in other teams, and the Cardinals may be that.
So is there a point where they could sit on them too long and you think to yourself, all right, they're going to be on the team until the trade deadline? Like, what do you think the plan is, not only with Quintana, but some of the other guys that White Sox fans are asking about, whether it be Abreu or Melky or David Robertson?
Well, you are rolling the dice with Quintana. I think position players, you can be a little bit more confident that they're going to go out there and that, you know, injury is not going to take them out. You never know. But with pitchers, there's a couple things. Number one, you worry about injury. In the case of Quintana, you worry about that he's pitching for his own country, Colombia, in the World Baseball Classic without White Sox coaches or management around. And more importantly, you do not know how Quintana will perform with this cloud of most likely being traded over him in the early part of the year, moving toward the trading deadline. So all those are factors that the White Sox, Rick Hahn, Kenny Williams, certainly Jerry Reinsdorf have to consider when they're doing something that they've never done before, and that is, you know, putting out there some of their really good young players, and I repeat, young players and pitchers, for other people's young pitchers and players. It's hardly ever done anywhere, and it's certainly the first time the White Sox have had to do that.
What is the Cubs' balance going to be with using some of these games to get guys ready and also realizing that a lot of these innings are completely superfluous for guys who have are human beings with a finite amount of throws or times running the bases, and it just probably makes more sense to chill out? Is there a list of guys that say, look, we're going to work these guys, we need to find out more about these guys, everybody else can have like the NFL sort of Veterans Day?
Yeah, I think it's a good point, Dan, that you don't know exactly what works for everybody. You certainly know that Arrieta has thrown, double the amount of innings that he ever threw the last 2 years previous to that. He had thrown, you know, the most 156 innings before 2015 was his peak. So you concern yourself with that. Lester at age 33, certainly with, 2,000 innings or approaching it under his belt. What is the right amount of pitching in spring training? And then Hendricks is a different story. You're building him up, actually. He hasn't hit the 200-inning level, but over the last 2 years, you've built him up nicely. Is he impacted by beginning late or early? I don't know if there's a finite way to go about it. But I think they're going to go easy on these guys. I think the position players as well, having played, 150 games each, most of them, even though they're young guys and they can do it, there's no sense in pressing it. Last year, you saw them back off Rizzo for the first time during his career, and you saw better results in the second half for the first time in Rizzo's career because of it. He's had backed off maybe 10 games or so of his 162-game season, and it works to their benefit. It's not only the physical part, but the mental part. So I think, what you identified is an important part of what they want to do here. I can't define exactly what they're going to do with it right now.
And with 40 pitchers in camp, there's got to be some wild cards, especially in that bullpen. Is it a Caleb Smith? Like, who are we going to be talking about in a week or so here when guys get to stretching their arms out and showing what they've got?
Well, the Cubs, Jason, have a way of letting everybody get stretched out. That's a possible swing man or a starting pitcher. So we won't know for sure who they're talking about. Obviously, Montgomery and certainly you're going to have Anderson as the guys they're looking at the most and talked about the most because, one of those guys they're hoping comes out of camp. With Anderson's history of injury, you're not going to feel comfortable until he's pitching during the regular season and doing it on a regular five-day basis. Only one time in the last 7 years, I believe, that he's thrown 30 games and started 30 games in a season. I don't think anything beyond 19 before that other than his rookie year. So when you look at all that, you think Montgomery is going to have to be a part of this. But, as you said, there's Smith, there's the people that brought in from Kansas City. There, there's a myriad of different guys out there, but as to who's going to end up as a fifth starter, you know, I think it's got to be either Anderson or Montgomery coming out of their help.
So back to the White Sox, and enough questions. You mentioned Quintana with concerns about with all this hanging over his head. He's not the only one. Anybody on that roster could go at any time, and we're still sort of in this little punctuation period here. It's like, okay, Eaton gone, Sale gone, and then everyone's like, eh. And we've had this extended period of waiting. Do you think the next moves are in a flurry? Or do you is that the one thing where they've got just either when they're ready to go, they're all going to go, or is it just kind of going to be piecemeal, deal by deal, up to the deadline?
You know, Rick Hahn talked about some frustration of not being able to move some of these guys here because they haven't heard what they want to hear back for their players. And it varies certainly from player to player. In Frazier, you saw a market of home run hitters that didn't sign to the very end, Trumbo, Napoli, even the home run king in the National League, and Carter, who signed a one-year, $3 million contract with the Yankees at the end. So the big home run, big strikeout guys are not really coveted out there by too many teams at this point in time. That convoluted the market for Frazier. I don't think there's any question about it. He's looked at as a first baseman, third baseman, home run strikeout guy, and the fact that he's a free agent after this season is a part of it as well. With Robertson, it's more of a money thing. There's $25 million. The White Sox, you know, part of this rebuild is to save money and to, you know, have money available to them. And we're talking about big money when, you know, 18, 19, 20 come around and they have the young guys ready to step it up. And they have to fortify that with free agents. Every rebuild has to have it. The Cubs had a $225 million add-on last year in the offseason by adding three players in Hayward, Lackey, and Zobrist. So that has to be a part of the equation. They have to save the money. That's a different element to it. Quintana is more of probably a selfish, we have to get three top players from another organization, and it has to be an organization that we think have the top 100 type players in the minor leagues in their system.
Bruce, we've talked a lot about Giolito and Michael Kopech throwing a million miles an hour. But what's the plan with Carson Fulmer this year? I think they did him a disservice last year by not putting him in a role that was consistent. He didn't get the innings that you thought I thought he was going to get. And then he got knocked around when he was in there. What are they going to do with him this year?
Well, they have to find out whether he's a starter or a reliever. And there are scouts and camps out there that believe that he'd be more effective as a relief pitcher. Some as a starter. Other people, you know, I've talked to scouts that think he's just a marginal guy. That he was a number one pick, it just doesn't necessarily mean he's going to be an effective and a guy at the major league level that has impact. So they have to find out what role he's going to flourish in. I think, Jason, you're right. You know, they should leave him in one role and let him grow there. There's no reason he has to start this year in the major leagues as a starter if they don't think he's ready. If he's a bullpen guy, get him ready down there. The White Sox have time, and they have youth on their side. They'll continue to grow that by, you know, they obtained 7 players in trades in December. They hope to get 7 to 10 more for the rest of their trades and hopefully this thing in within 3 or 4 years. And, you know, ideally, it's 4 years. I mean, the best rebuild is across town, and it took 4 years for them to get to the playoffs. I think that was quick by most standards when you strip it down and build it back up.
Did Javier Baez really think that by dyeing his hair blonde, he would become immediately anonymous? Incognito? Did he really think
the
that?
MLB logo on his neck as
it's
well?
It's Javier Baez. He's got it right.
The MLB logo has been there for a long time. You know, he's a showman, you know, and he likes the, you know, the big attention. And look, I'm all for guys showing some color in the game. You know, everybody always talks about how boring baseball is, how boring baseball players are these days. Nobody steps out and shows their personality. Well, in the case of Baez, he's showing his, and he.
I like it. I just think it reminds me of Terry's story about Juwan Oldham when he had some like a paternity suit or something going on in Seattle, and he put on like a trench coat and a fedora as a disguise. Like, you're a 7'2" black man in Seattle. Like,
Javi Baez. Right. You reinvented the tag in front of the nation during the World Series that the Cubs won.
Right. Like, come on, Javi, really?
Who was his mentor in the minor leagues? Do you remember?
Manny.
There you go. Oh. So it's all about being yourself with the Cubs, and they allow him to do that. At least we don't have to look at Jake Arrieta's tattoo every day.
Yeah, we talked about that earlier. Have you got a glimpse of it yet, Bruce?
No, luckily I was interviewing someone else in the locker room today when he
showed it
off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, at least he showed it off, I guess. I think he really, really wanted to.
Very proud
to.
Of it.
Extremely proud. Yeah, okay. Bruce, we appreciate it. I know we'll talk again soon. Thank you.
All right, guys. Thank you.
That is Bruce Levine, our baseball reporter from spring training.
It's like a breath of fresh air with the White Sox, where we're not talking about the same ridiculousness. Like, I can ask if Carson Fulmer is going to be something, and it has no bearing on whether you're going to win 80 or 81 games.
I'm not going to the games until they get right.
Like, I can think about Zach Collins and Zach Birdie and Michael Kopech and his raging biceps, and
developing a Michael Kopech.
I really am.
Yeah, I really am. I
like when guys commit to the brand.
Yep.
And Michael Kopech, I don't know if you've seen him out there, boys and girls, but Michael Kopech is fully committed to meathead baseball man.
Yep.
Like, reality show girl. Like, he's all over Instagram. He's making fun of people who don't bench as much as he does. I don't know if he's going to be any damn good.
Got the whole
thing.
And the shirtless
Sunshine selfies
and the plastic girlfriend and everything.
He's got a plastic girlfriend?
Well, I mean, she kind of has that.
She's got plastic things.
Look, yeah.
Yeah.
That's not all human.
She don't get her close to a candle. She might go up in flames like Gunther Cunningham. No, but
Gunther Cunningham.
Didn't he set himself on fire or something like that? Every time Gunther Cunningham coached, it looked like he was setting himself on fire. You don't remember that portion of the Boers and Bernstein show?
I must have blocked it out. I remember his yellow glasses.
But he always was on the sidelines screaming at people.
I remember how mad he got when Gary Croton's offense beat his Kansas City Chiefs. Remember he referred to razzle dazzle crap.
Yeah, because all those newfangled bubble screens.
Yep.
Yes.
Razzle dazzle garbage. All right, we come back. We're going to give away a poker seat. We've got three more for the Charity Poker Championship 2017 that is coming up a week from tomorrow. If you are a poker player and you can make it to this event, be listening. You got three more chances, one of which is coming up after a brief timeout.
We also have a young man who wants to be adopted by you, apparently. He's very close to the broadcast and wants to talk to you as soon as we're done. So we're going to do that. Bernstein's going to have a new kid to bring home right here on the Bernstein and Goff Show.
Well, you're the one who's got the kid.
But he's too old for me. This guy?
Yeah. You think?
This guy, yeah. He'd be ordering porn on demand and all that other stuff. I don't have that kind of money. You've got that money. Look at his eyes. You can tell the man's got some strong forearms.
You're listening to The Score.
You're listening to the number one sports station in Chicago. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
This is Jim Rome with the CBS Sports Minute. The Jimmy Garoppolo sweepstakes are heating up, with most people agreeing that the Pats' backup is probably going to be dealt this offseason. And with reported interest from the Browns, the Bears, the Niners, somebody is probably going to do something crazy. And the real winner will be, as always, the Patriots, because this is what the Pats do. They take their assets, they sell them off at a profit, and then they reinvest. They build a team and a franchise better than anybody else, and then they fleece teams out of their most prized assets because they're not smart enough or good enough to build it themselves. And if the Pats can turn Garoppolo, a guy they took at the bottom of the second round out of Eastern Illinois, into a first-round pick, then the hood deserves a day off. And the rich just get richer. It's the hood, then everybody else. The hood is the GOAT. I'm Jim Rome.
Hey, it's Matt Spiegel. If you or your bed partner have sleep apnea, snoring is likely the worst part of your nightly routine. Once the snoring starts, one of you probably moves to a different room to try and get some sleep alone. CPAP is the first line of therapy for sleep apnea, but studies show about half of the people given a CPAP machine don't even use it. Now, there's a silent, mask-free sleep apnea treatment option keeping couples together in the same room. It's called Inspire. Inspire is an implantable device that works inside your body with your natural breathing process. It delivers mild stimulation throughout the night to keep your airway open, giving you and your partner the restful sleep you need together. Inspire is FDA approved and currently being offered in over 100 leading medical centers across the country. The freedom to sleep like everyone else is just a click away. Visit InspireSleep.com to learn more, review important safety information, and to find a doctor in Chicago who can help you determine if Inspire is right for you. Go to InspireSleep.com. That's InspireSleep.com.
There, it's Matt Abaticola
and Dan Bernstein.
And right now, if you are in the need for a brand new mattress, it's a great time for you to save some money and get in the Mattress Firm's President's Day sale.
Save up to $500 store-wide on the best brands, Stearns & Foster, Serta, and Tempur-Pedic. That's the one I have. I've got the Tempur-Breeze, and I love it. And right now, through Monday, you get free delivery when you finance your mattress and adjustable base with 0% APR for 72 months.
And they have queen sets for as low as $179.99, plus save up to $500 on select Tempur-Pedic adjustable sets, and you buy and save up to $300 on select Tempur-Pedic mattresses before the prices go up. So there's something here for everyone. Every budget is in line.
And maybe you say, I don't know if I need a new mattress. Yeah, it's 8 years old, but we're still sleeping okay. You don't know until you go in. Because if you haven't shopped for a mattress and you haven't experienced some of this, I can tell you firsthand that I had no idea. So, all right, well, look, it's a mattress, whatever, it's a mattress. And then you realize how much better these companies have gotten at making mattresses because the materials are better, their understanding is better, the technology is better. They're just better. And you don't realize it until you lie down on one, especially with the adjustable base, and you say, okay, this is actually going to make my life better measurably.
So listen, get into a Mattress Firm this weekend. Take advantage of the President's Day sale. Ask them about their Sleep Happy Guarantee. And remember, you will not find a lower price on a mattress set than at Mattress Firm. So it's mattressfirm.com. Get in there and let the mattress experts, the sleep experts, walk you through their very simple process to help you find the mattress that best fits your sleep style. The President's Day sale. It's Mattress Firm. Mattress Firm, save money.
Sleep hack.
Progressive presents Mind Flowness with Flo.
Close your eyes and give thanks for the many things the universe has given you. The many discounts. Safe driver. Multicar. Paperless. You are a richer person for these things. No, seriously, you're richer. Check your wallet.
You're getting deeper and deeper into saving money with Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
It's the final days of JCPenney's President's Day sale. Don't miss your chance to save up to 30% on select major appliances. Plus, get 30-month special financing on purchases of $7.99 or more with your JCPenney credit card. Plus, get free delivery and basic installation on appliance purchases over $2.99. It's your last chance to save at JCPenney's President's Day sale. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney. GE, GE Profile, and GE Cafe limited to 10% off savings. Subject to credit approval. Must request at time of purchase. See store associate for details. Available in select stores. Financing terms valid 2/12 to 2/20.
Start your spring projects today with huge savings right now at Lowe's, where you'll find deals on everything you need to get your home ready for the season. So hurry into your neighborhood store today for great brands at great prices, like up to 40% off during our kitchen and bath event. Plus, get up to 30% off select appliance special values. Get started with spring's biggest savings. Start with Lowe's. Event offer valid 2/9 through 3/23. Appliance offer valid 2/15 through 2/28. Applies to select items. See store for details. U.S. only.
CBS Monday.
I got the best donuts in Chicago.
Looking for service with a smile?
Do you have anything soy-based?
No, everything here is food-based.
Keep looking.
I'm going to help you bring this place into the 20th century.
You mean the 21st.
No, I don't.
So watch out.
It's my trademark.
Jalapeno.
Donut.
Feels like I'm eating the sun.
The donuts are coming.
So what's the pay?
Minimum wage.
Health insurance?
First aid kit.
Do you believe in profit sharing?
I believe in it. I don't offer it.
Superior Donuts. CBS Monday. Or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Monday. Two Broke Girls takes comedy to the max.
I'm Max. I'll be your waitress because they don't do background checks here.
And to the Caroline.
This is so exciting.
Sorry, Caroline, that's not actually a thing.
Okay, that's it, we're done.
Maximize your Monday.
Congratulations, you made it through dinner. Here's your check and the number for poison control.
And Caroline up for some laughs.
I am so back!
With two broke girls.
That's Max, I'm Caroline. We're the owners of this store.
And about four pairs of socks.
CBS Monday.
Your weekly horoscope.
Libra, if you've been worried about your health, stop being worried and see a professional. Scorpio, if you've been unsure about your next move, consider a retreat to allow a refocus. Sagittarius, try not to take criticisms too personally this week. Capricorn, your personal finances see an uptick and bring an end to any misunderstandings. Aquarius, your doubts and reservations about a new acquaintance may prove to be unfounded. And Pisces, while planning ahead is your best course of action, staying flexible is of paramount importance. And the rest of your horoscopes are coming up soon, right here.
Recently on the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
The U.S. economy added 227,000 jobs in January. Is that a surprise to you?
It was. We had raised our estimate based on some earlier news that we got this week that suggested that our employment market was doing well, but it exceeded even those expectations. A great way to start the year. This is a very large number, Chris. As we've discussed before, when we get 100,000 jobs created in a month, that's about the break even given the nation's demographics. So this obviously is more than twice that.
Let's take a look at quality of the increase.
Leaders were construction and retail. Construction we'll have to take with a little grain of salt. It had been a mild January for most of the country, and that allowed projects to go forward. We'll probably see a little retreat there. But across a lot of other industries, the job gains were widespread.
For the best information on business and the markets, tune in each weekday for the WBBM Noon Business Hour on News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
When a hostage is taken,
help!
You pay or we kill him. One team fights to keep them alive.
What do we do now?
Get your son back.
CBS Saturday.
They're going to need some form of proof that he's okay.
Sometimes life is a negotiation.
There's nothing wrong with being afraid. It's what you do with your fear that matters.
My one concern is preservation of life.
We're going to get you back.
Ransom. New drama CBS Saturday. Or stream it live or on demand.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, I'm Matt Abaticola. Join Coach Collins and the Wildcats at Welsh Ryan Arena tonight when they host Maryland at 6. Limited tickets remain. Buy now at nusports.com. We start with some baseball news, beginning with tomorrow morning. Theo Epstein will join the Spiegel and Parkin show right here on The Score at 10 o'clock. Kyle Schwarber earlier today was cleared by doctors to catch. He will see some work behind the plate this spring. And St. Louis pitcher Alex Reyes will have Tommy John surgery, and he will miss the entire 2017 season. In the NBA, the Bulls are off today. They host Boston tomorrow before the All-Star break begins. Dwayne Wade and Nico Maritich may play. Paul Zipser is likely out. Forbes today valued the Bulls at $2.5 billion, making them the league's fourth most valuable franchise. And elsewhere in the NBA this evening, if you're interested, Indiana plays at Cleveland in an early game. Atlanta takes on the Clippers in a late one. In hockey, the Blackhawks, they're off until Saturday when they host Edmonton. AHL, the Wolves play in Texas on Friday. And one Bears note for you, they've signed offensive lineman Eric Kush to a two-year deal. Join David Schuster for the Bud Light Talking Bulls with Taj tonight from 7 to 8 at the Ogden, Chicago. Meet Taj Gibson, get the inside scoop, and enter to win Bulls tickets. It's brought to you by Bud Light. Bud Light, raise one right now. No outside memorabilia will be signed. Transportation provided by Atlantis Limousines. I'm Matt Abaticola, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. This is Chicago's number one sports radio station, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
The scoreboard update was brought to you by Epson.
In 2 years, you could fly to Mars.
Make it, take it, heat it, eat it, toss it out tomorrow, repeat it.
Introducing Reynolds Heat and Eat Containers, a great alternative to plastic lunch containers. Replace your plastic today.
Make it, take it, heat it, eat it, toss it out tomorrow, repeat it.
When you're done, just throw it away. No need to clean. New Reynolds Heat and Eat Containers. They're plant-based and disposable, so your meal is worry-free.
Make it, take it, heat it, eat it, toss it out tomorrow, repeat it.
17 and the all-new 2018 Camry at the Auto Show today. And you're a poker player, get your dialing finger ready. This is just seat number two for four to give away today. Caller 10 to the contest line, 312-591-6700, is playing poker in the 2017 Charity Poker Championship. that is presented by Raymond James and sponsored in part by Robert W. Baird, by David Hochberg of Pearl Mortgage, and Associated Agencies Incorporated. We are playing a week from tomorrow at the Montgomery Club, 500 West Superior. Jano, you're going to stop by.
Yes,
I'm going to be there calling out the blind levels and making fun of people and making fun of our celebrity bounties that get knocked out. But we're going to be eating and drinking and carousing all to raise money for kids with cancer and leukemia and help them through the One Step program. So if you want your ticket, if you are not lucky enough to win, just go get one. Buy one, because the room is filling up. Go to onestepcamp.org. I urge you right now. You can check everything out. You can look at all of the registration forms, the tournament structure. Sometimes players want to know what kind of tournament it is, how the knockout round works, and how the rebuys and the add-ons and all that work. You can find that all out at onestepcamp.org. So I've only injured one toddler today.
Yes.
So that's good.
You pelted one kid in the eye with a baseball.
Yep.
A squishy ball.
We don't want to. No, no.
Who's the Cubs prospect that hit the dude in the face?
Oh, Ben Christensen?
Yeah. You didn't Ben Christensen anybody. He wasn't in the on-deck circle.
No, and the guy he hit has had some horrible problems, too. Yeah. Like, gotten into some criminal issues. Right? Anthony Molina?
Is it Anthony Molina?
I always call him Alfred Molina, but it's not Alfred Molina because he's the actor.
And he's not one of the flying Molina brothers, the catchers, right?
No. He was not related, but I think he's had some real difficulties.
Isn't there another Molina on the way? Like, another catching Molina?
Another, like, catching savant
Molina? Yeah, I think so. I think I've been trying to bone up on my spring training baseball knowledge. I think there's another Molina in the pipeline. You know, you got Benji, you got Mahmoud.
Mahmoud Abdul Molina?
Right.
Who's Yitzhak? The other? Right. I don't. There was
Nutsack Rabin.
There was Benji.
Yeah,
and then you got Jose.
Right.
I think.
And
did they make another one?
I think. Well, I don't know if Mama Molina is still busy, but I believe there's another Molina. I think there's another. Uh oh. Now we're just firing baseballs at children. Now
Nico gets two of them.
Yeah. Because he's wearing a sweet Maple Leafs jersey.
You should see that kid skate.
Oh, this is one of your guys.
You should see. You should see that kid.
See, I was wondering why people were smiling at Bernstein. They know you. That's what it is.
What's going on, big fella?
He's watching us on the way here. He's got spy cams out there. See, that's what happens. If you know Dan Bernstein, you can get squishy balls thrown at your kids.
Well, I didn't hit him in the face though. The other kid, the 3-year-old, I got him right in the eye.
So did you? I don't know if this story made its way to you or not, but this from the New York Daily News by Brett Botner. Draymond Green is now getting involved in the debate over the Charles Oakley and James Dolan feud.
Oh,
on an episode of his Dre Day podcast with Uninterrupted, Green sounded off about Dolan's treatment of Oakley. The outspoken Warriors forward said Dolan had, quote, a slave master mentality, unquote, with the situation. Green had an issue with how Dolan was fine with Oakley's confrontational personality when it helped the Knicks, but not when he spoke out against the organization. Quote, "You're doing it for me, it's all good. You're doing it against me. You're speaking out against my organization. It's not good anymore. That's a slave mentality, a slave master mentality. That's ridiculous. It was all fine and dandy when he was laying people out, taking fines, all this stuff for your organization. But now all of a sudden when he says something that he feels, it's a problem," unquote. He also went on to say that's not something that you say to the world regarding what James Dolan said about Charles Oakley needing to get help. Yep. That's not classy at all.
I'm with him.
It's not okay for you to go say that to the world as a multi-billion-dollar organization. How can you even pin that on someone? Just throw that out there. That's grimy. I think that's wrong, unquote. I will say this for Draymond Green. The line of thinking, I kind of follow. But when you say that, I think you got to flesh that out a little bit more. You know, because at every corner, there are the people who, one, don't want to hear you say anything like that because people don't want to be reminded of.
He knows he's being inflammatory,
right.
But I said the same kind of things. I didn't use those terms.
But as far as the optics were concerned.
And the dog whistle stuff. And the way he was sort of ticking off some classic ways to characterize an angry, out-of-control black man to make him appear more menacing.
Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, after a sit-down with Michael Jordan and Adam Silver, where Adam Silver,
He's the best.
Adam Silver pretty much said, hey, cut this you-know-what out. Like, this is not how we get down in this league.
And
you're going to get us in trouble.
And he's got a scalp on his belt, too.
With Donald.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. That Adam Silver, can he can back it up. that when push came to shove, and that guy at the outset of his commissionership, and not just anybody, somebody who was in tight with some of the important owners.
Oh yeah, that's why he stayed there.
A made guy.
That's why Donald Sterling stayed Donald Sterling for so long.
And Adam Silver stared him down and pulled his franchise.
I was in Atlanta. That's conversation in that man's kitchen. Got his franchise pulled. Not all the other stuff that should have got the franchise pulled, where he's parading people around the locker room and saying, look at my prize bucks, and all those things that Baron Davis actually testified to and Elgin Baylor was telling us about for decades. A conversation in that man's kitchen about Magic Johnson and who you can have at the skybox and all those other things that man's franchise taken away from him.
I saw that meeting as a note in his personnel file for Jim Dolan.
A little demerit.
I think that's a note in the personnel file. The fact that the commissioner can say, why are you taking up my time, that I've got to take my good time to have you in the office and have a meeting like this just because you're acting a fool.
Yeah, and Jordan was on the line because Michael Jordan and Charles Oakley are longtime buddies. This from the 815.
Oh, don't read these. Don't read these 815 texts.
Last I checked, slaves didn't make millions of dollars and live in mansions. What a moron. I will tell you this for all the people who can't wait to say this. Actually, for that 815 texter, I know he or she won't do it, but read $40 Million Slave by William C. Roden and what the psyche is of an athlete in the modern generation of not just sports but business, where you're told what you can say and be. And you're bought off because of the amount of money you make. So, and we're getting, I think, on the other side of that with a lot of these players.
There are some freedoms that are surrendered in this unspoken arrangement.
Yeah, so we're not talking about guys going out and getting whipped with a cat of nine tails if they learn how to read or something like that. No, we're not talking about it in that vein. But if you are so inclined and if you really care about the sociology of these kinds of comments, check out, and William C. Roden is an OG, like that's a long time vet, that's a great writer. Check out $40 Million Slave if you get a chance, 815 texter. It'll give you a better understanding as to when someone actually does invoke these kinds of words, what they're actually talking about. They're not talking about picking cotton and working for free, but what you are necessarily giving up once you sign your name on that dotted line for the riches and the fame.
That's Jason Goff. This is Bernstein and Goff. When we come back, the White Sox have acquired a player to be named later. You have the score.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins, middays on the score.
As an atmosphere provider, that guy is one of the best I have ever seen. Might be.
I was going to say,
best.
He's the best, right?
It's him and Francona.
Well, and so many people copy him. It traces back to Joe Madden.
Spiegel and Parkins, 9 a.m. to 1 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
It may be cold outside, but it's always comfortable inside Pontiac RV's massive indoor showroom with rows of new and used RVs at off-season sale prices. With volume buying power and lower overhead than others, you'll save on major manufacturers like Forest River, Coachmann, Keystone RV, Tiffin, Winnebago Motorhomes, and more. Over 300 RVs in stock. For over 30 years, people have traveled from all over the Midwest to Pontiac RV. Call or click PontiacRV.com.
Everything under the sun, Pontiac RV.
Truckers, Schneider is proud to announce a pay increase for regional intermodal drivers in Chicago. Schneider is raising pay 5 cents per mile for regional intermodal drivers and adding load pay. With an average annual increase of $8,300, you can now make up to $83,000 per year, plus a limited time $10,000 sign-on bonus and transitioning to company-owned intermodal chassis. Apply to get your pay increase and bonus as a regional intermodal driver at SchneiderJobs.com. That's SchneiderJobs.com.
Metallica World Wire Tour live.
Faster, faster.
June 18th, live at Soldier Field.
Hardwired to self-destruct.
Metallica. With very special guest, Avenged Sevenfold. Pre-sale for City Card members now through Thursday at 10 p.m. before the general public on sale Friday at 10 a.m. Buy your tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Metallica.
CBS. CBS Thursday.
It's that moment you wake up and realize
she's nuts.
They may be a little clingy.
What happened to you?
You're what happened to me.
They may do things you really can't understand.
Why would you talk about me on your dates?
I think they have a right to know why I'm so broken.
But you're stuck with them because this is your family.
Are you insane?
Yes, so be careful.
Anna Faris and Allison Janney star in Mom. CBS Thursday, or stream it live or on demand.
60, 59, 58.
The countdown has begun, and Land Rover lovers from everywhere will be flocking to our showroom.
57, 56, 55.
This is our 2017 Knaus Land Rover Lake Bluff courtesy vehicle sale. 60 very lucky people will drive home in a 2017 Land Rover Discovery Sport or a 2017 Range Rover Evoque at an unbeatable price. Each Land Rover Discovery Sport and Range Rover Evoque has been used very briefly for customer courtesy transportation only. Each has less than 4,000 miles and has never been titled. Each Land Rover comes with a 165-point inspection plus so much more. Contact Land Rover Lake Bluff for details. The countdown has begun. Our courtesy vehicle sale is underway. Start your shopping. Land Rover Lake Bluff in Knaus Auto Park, Route 41. LandRoverLakeBluff.com.
Progressive presents Mind Flowness with Flo.
Close your eyes and give thanks for the many things the universe has given you. The many discounts. Safe driver, multi-car, paperless. You are a richer person for these things. No, seriously, you're richer. Check your wallet.
You're getting deeper and deeper into saving money with Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
It's the final days of JCPenney's President's Day sale. Don't miss your chance to save up to 30% on select major appliances. Plus, get 30-month special financing on purchases of $7.99 or more with your JCPenney credit card. Plus, get free delivery and basic installation on appliance purchases over $2.99. It's your last chance to save at JCPenney's President's Day sale. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney. GE, GE Profile, and GE Cafe limited to 10% off savings. Subject to credit approval. Must request at time of purchase. See store associate for details. Available in select stores. Financing terms valid 2/12 to 2/20.
Start your spring projects today with huge savings right now at Lowe's, where you'll find deals on everything you need to get your home ready for the season. So hurry into your neighborhood store today for great brands at great prices, like up to 40% off during our kitchen and bath event. Plus, get up to 30% off select appliance special values. Get started with spring's biggest savings. Start with Lowe's. Event offer valid 2/9 through 3/23. Appliance offer valid 2/15 through 2/28. Applies to select items. See store for details. U.S. only.
Start your spring projects today at the Lowe's Spring Savings Event, where you'll find huge deals on everything you need to get your home ready for the season. So hurry into your neighborhood store today for great brands at great prices, like paint and primer starting at a new lower price of $17.98. Plus, get 15% off all Style Selections laminate flooring. Get started with spring's biggest savings. Start with Lowe's. Paint offer valid 2/3 through 4/10. Flooring offer valid 2/15 through 2/22. See store for details. U.S. only.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Welcome back to the Bernstein and Goff Show here on 670 The Score, 670thescore.com. We're live out here at the Auto Show, looking at autos.
So I mentioned the White Sox.
Yeah.
The young Carlos Sanchez?
Yeah.
He's not Carlos Sanchez anymore.
What did he change his name?
He has announced he is changing his name.
What's his new name?
Yolmer.
You're joking.
Does it look like I'm joking?
I thought you were messing around saying he changed his name to player to be named later.
No, he is the player to be named later because he's no longer Carlos. He is now Yolmer Sanchez.
So is that kind of like a, like, I don't want to be that guy or whatever, but like, did he come to this country as Carlos? And
no, I don't think there's any skullduggery
chicanery
here.
Who's
no,
the pitcher? Who's the pitcher that won like 20 games?
Carmona.
Fausto, and it was like Hernandez. No, it was something like that, right?
It was.
Didn't he change his name to Roberto Hernandez?
I think yes. It was Larry Rothenberg,
yeah.
Right?
It's not Larry Rothenberg, idiot.
Right, he said he was Fausto Carmona, and he was actually a podiatrist from Teaneck, New York, Jersey, named Larry Rothenberg.
See what he does, Tanny? He just takes it and he kills it. He makes it his and he dies right there.
I knew it!
I knew you were Larry Ross.
This middle-aged guy.
Right. He takes off his uniform. He's got like a Band-Aid right, on the like inside
a,
of his arm.
Every day he gets there and he like, he's got half a Reuben sandwich wrapped in paper. I knew you were Fausto Carmona.
He's texting Sam Rosen the entire way. So, Yolmer Sanchez.
Yolmer Sanchez.
Does that make him any better?
Oh, he's going to be awesome now. Remember when people thought he might be kind of good?
That was Hawk.
Yeah.
And no one else. When you say people.
Well, he's going to say something. Stoney, I don't know who this Yolmer Sanchez is.
I got to tell you right now.
He reminds me a little bit of Carlos Sanchez.
He's playing defense like Frank Robinson. What is this thing going to look like when the season starts? Like, I know there's going to be a lot of losses, but what are we going to be watching here? Because do you think they'll be able to disseminate the information through the broadcast that Jason Benetti isn't on the same way Len and JD did with, all right, this is what's happening like, down at the farm.
Like, or, chill the F out kind of thing.
Yeah, because you everybody, tell Hawk, right. Like, who's told Hawk that they're not going to try to win this year? Like, who's had that conversation? Does Hawk know? Like, Hawk's going to show up and, what? No, where's Chris Sale? Like, no Spanky Eaton?
I actually think that if it resonates a little bit with him, the broadcast might be more tolerable if it's not trying to sell a product that's not there. Because that bugs me as a viewer. It bothers me a little bit with the Bulls broadcast when I feel like Neil Funk is trying to sell me something. And
you've watched enough basketball. You know what's up.
He's been around forever.
And he can't wait to kill the other team for taking the same shots or being as dumb in the same possession. So if you're a Sox fan, you're just hoping that, like, you know what the deal is. You're just hoping someone's not trying to, you know, polish a steamer every single time they, you know, the damn credits roll.
Yeah, like, and so I hope the answer to that is yes. I hope the answer is that eventually there's some sense, maybe after enough games, that it's set, the broadcast settles in a little bit, but then again, Hawk is daft. So
and Daft Punk,
you don't.
Now that would be awesome if the helmets came off and Hawk was one member of Daft Punk. No. Did you see CeeLo Green at the?
In the robot suit or with the like gold? C-3PO thing?
That was scary as hell. Like CeeLo Green is scary as hell to begin with.
Why?
Because he's a little man and his dimensions are weird. He was the first person I saw when I got to Atlanta. The first famous person I saw.
See, now, if Javi Baez had changed his hair to that, maybe it would see, there's somebody in a Javi Baez jersey here.
I'm not even going to describe what's going on.
Well, because we were talking with Bruce.
Javi Baez person Javi, right now.
We were talking with Bruce about how Javier Baez thought if he just changed a little bit of hair in his head. It's going down.
Gonna need a bigger tundra.
Yelling timber. That he's like, no, they're not gonna be able to recognize me. It's like you have a tattoo of the MLB logo on the back of your neck.
Yes.
You've got like a UPC code on there that's gonna say they can scan it and know exactly who
Javi
you
Baez,
are.
Come on
right,
in.
Hey, Javi, your table's ready, right? now they're not going to know.
Yeah, Javi's Javi, man. He's enjoying himself. Do you see Rizzo at the Grammy parties? Rizzo has enjoyed himself this offseason too, man. Like,
he grew his hair out too. He's like an afro.
He's beefy too. Like,
oh, yeah.
You talk about the
big, like, thick man.
Yeah. Like him and Schwarber and Hinsky walking in a row together. It's just like they're taking up an entire aisle of human right there.
He actually, over the winter, Rizzo was in town too. This is last winter. He came in and took BP at Bash, which is one of the baseball facilities that a lot of the people in our park use for Little League. And they said it was just like the kids were watching this. And there's been all kinds of players, like real players, college players, minor leaguers, and all that. When you see a big league slugger, it's a low ceiling facility with brick walls.
Also the acoustics.
Yeah. So that, when you hear that, and not just that, the quality of bats that these guys have, it's that you.
That's a $250 piece of ash right there.
Well, they've got
ash. I said ash.
Yeah, they've, and you just hear that.
That's like $17 right there.
That guy's going to shoot you.
Well, be quiet and he won't hear us.
Well, you had that.
It's a bad hombre.
if you're just joining us, we had a drunken woman come up and just start trying to talk into the microphone.
Yeah, she leans over the railing and just starts talking into Dan's mic.
And then she got all mad. She got swole up on you.
You said you were going to taser.
No, I said that Matt should taser. I said, don't we have it in our protocols here?
That the engineer has tased. To tase people?
Yes.
No.
Miska would have done it.
And then the guy, now we got engineer wars. And then the guy that she was with, or that was with her in the sport coat with his drink, kind of like just took a couple of steps back because it's like, all right, she's going to say something and my wife's going to hear this and I'm not going to let this down.
He said something like, she's a lawyer.
That's the first thing she said. She's like, do you know I'm a lawyer? I'm like, I don't know who you are, lady.
You Star Jones?
Right. I am a lawyer.
No, I just know that you reek of booze and you can barely walk.
And having trouble on the high heels on this fabulous carpeting. I thought she was just going to do a face plant after she walked away. But that was a first to have somebody come up like that. So who knows? We never know.
Yeah, tomorrow should be special. The post-lunch crowd, the post-lunch pre-dinner auto show crowd is kind of, a little sketch. A little sketch. We think that since we're in, high-priced real estate over here at the Toyota Sports Corner, you're going to get a certain kind of clientele, but not so much. Not so much. And meanwhile, Burns is over here throwing baseballs at people's kids.
Well, and then he's like, the dad is like, well, what about mine? I'm like, come on, it's for the shorties.
Dad, so, you don't get one. Yeah. Dad, no. You've been,
still too tall.
Yeah, he raised him.
And too ugly.
Just shots fired for no. He outkicked his coverage.
Yeah, that's not yours. You might not know it. But all right. No, that does, yeah. Not a right. chance in hell. That's all yours. Right.
Bernstein is going not to on get your, punched.
Not on your best day.
I'm going to get shot, and we won't make it out of the auto show. But the power hour
we
is
have
next.
To. We have to because Toyota needs us.
Like, they kind of need us.
They need us because we're here tomorrow, and we're looking forward to it.
People can easily fill in for us. I mean, they can figure something out here. You get their three or four reads an hour, and you keep it moving. The only people that need us right now are, like, your kids and my kids.
Yeah, my kids don't need me.
They do.
Well, maybe financially, but they don't really need anything.
They need help with projects. They need help with
ancient Egypt knocked out. We just got a little more gluing to do. We're done.
They need help with explaining the socio-political climate right now.
Trying.
They need help with, I don't know.
I need that explained to me. Actually, I need.
I heard Speak. I know we got to go to break here, but I heard Speak's talking about it earlier today, and I am right there with him. I can't stop, consuming it, to the point where it's getting in the way of the gig.
Yep.
Like, I'm watching sports now in the morning instead of at night because I can't turn off everything, whether it be MSNBC, CNN, Fox News, whatever it is. Like, I'm going from channel to channel trying to see, all right, are you covering this? Are you covering this? What questions are you asking? Oh, who's going to quit now? Oh, who's this guy?
Who's actually making time still for Kellyanne Conway?
Right, exactly. Is Kellyanne Conway going to get that eye fix? The Spice Man, is he going to come out here with Kenny Smith's old suits on? What are we gonna do here? Like, every night it's a new episode on the weirdest reality show in America.
It feels like the NBA on TNT.
It does.
Right? Then you can have a shirtless Charles Barkley at some point.
just have Donald Trump screaming barbecue chicken at people for no reason. And yes, I'm talking to you, urban America, inner cities, barbecue chicken, sad,
carnage.
It's the Bernstein and Goff Show. We're live out here at the auto show at the Toyota Sports Corner on 670 The Score.
The Score is celebrating 25 years as the voice of the fan. It couldn't have continued for 25 years without you, the Score listener. Thank you, Chicago. From Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
CBS Friday, take a trip to paradise with the Hawaii 5-0 team.
It's time, boss.
The weather is hot, but the action is hotter.
Target's on the move.
He's headed right to you.
Catch the wave for the ride of your life.
This wasn't a robbery. It was an execution.
I'm going to find this guy.
Hawaii 5-0 is oh so good.
Don't trivialize my suffering.
What are you going to do? You going to shoot me?
I considered it.
You're unbelievable.
CBS Friday.
Book him down.
It sounds excellent.
Or stream it live or on demand.
This week in music.
history. Unforgettable. American singer and pianist Nat King Cole died of lung cancer this week in 1965. This week in 1972, Green Day frontman Billy Joe Armstrong was born. The duo that made up the Captain and Tennille married while on a U.S. tour this week in 1974. This week in 1975, AC/DC released their debut album, High Voltage.
CBS Wednesday.
Great lawyers take risks, and I am a great lawyer.
At Manhattan's top law firm.
This is a giant case, and I'm responsible for a man's freedom.
You've got to be passionate about defending the innocent.
We're talking about hundreds of people sitting in cells that we have the keys to bust out.
Crazy about justice.
Can you win this case?
It won't be easy.
And committed to risking everything.
Our client's blood matches the blood on the murder weapon.
You realize you're not very comforting.
Yeah.
The new drama, Doubt, premieres CBS Wednesday.
CBS Thursdays.
I see the baby's head!
A new comedy is born on CBS. Yeah! It's Life in Pieces, and it's picture perfect.
Dad, why is your phone on?